Stan Getz on the tenor saxophone with Jimmy Rolls singing there and playing the piano, Buster Williams on the bass, Elwin Jones drums. That is from a 1975 LP. Stan Getz presents Jimmy Rolls with Elwin Jones, Buster Williams, and the Peacocks. That's the name of the group all put together. The Peacocks were included John Hendricks and Judy Hendricks and a bunch of other Hendrixes, as well as Getz's own daughter, I believe it is. They sang on one track on the CD. We didn't hear it. That's Stan Getz. That's the fourth in our 9-CD box set. Are you listening to Night Train on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles? And I'm John Green, your host. Now, Maria Snyder and her orchestra. ¶¶ pianist Bill Evans there with bass player Teddy Kotick and drummer Paul Motion. That was originally recorded on the Riverside label back in 1956 on a CD called New Jazz Conceptions. And that was his first CD, actually LP, as a leader. He was 27 years old at the time. That was even before he joined Miles Davis. And it was re-released in 2004, again, on Riverside. Just before that, Maria Schneider and her orchestra. Allegresse is the name of the CD. We heard Hang Gliding. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now, let's listen to the last of our featured CDs on tonight's show. This is a brand new box set from Louis Armstrong. It includes all of his 78 RPM recordings on the OK Records label, which went defunct and was only, as you heard earlier, been resurrected. Also, OK Columbia and RCA Victor recordings from 1925 to 1934. This is the first of that 10 CD box set. It features the Hot Fives.
Thank you. know you can do it. Everybody from New Orleans can really do that thing. Hi, hi. Thank you. right now. I've been trying to be fast, and you don't know how. Doing the George O'Cry. Oh, the George O'Cry. Everybody's trying to do the George O'Cry. Saying old Miss Jones was betting great. Saw the George O'Cry through a stick away. She did the George O'Cry. Yes, but she went crazy about the George O'Cry. You know what I mean? Everybody's trying to do the George O'Cry.
Got the heebie-jeebies.
Louis Armstrong and the Hot Fives, Volume 1. The Hot Fives included Louis Armstrong on the cornet, Kid Ory on the trombone, Johnny Dodd's clarinet, Lillian Armstrong on the piano, Johnny Sincere on the banjo, recorded in Chicago back in 1925 and 26. We heard My Heart, Yes, I'm in the Barrel, Gut Bucket Bruise, Come Back, Sweet Papa, Georgia Grind, Heebie-Jeebies, Cornet Chop Suey, and finally, The Oriental Strut. That's Louis Armstrong and the Hot Fives. That's the first disc in a 10-CD box set covering the OK, Columbia, and RCA Victor recordings of Louis Armstrong from 1925-1933. And we'll be playing those from time to time on the show. Well, once again, we've exhausted our 2 hours for Night Train for another week. And I do hope you enjoyed the show, and you'll come back again next Tuesday from 8 until 10 for more jazz. Let's go out tonight with Marty Ehrlich, the saxophone player. This is from a 2003 Palmetto Records CD he brought out entitled Line on Love. We're going to hear the tune called Hymn. He's backed by Craig Taborn on the piano, Michael Formanek bass, and Billy Drummond on the drums. Stay tuned now for Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. Till next week, this is John Green. Take care.